Ervin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches. So here we keep on alluding that there's an amount that you need for Eruv HaTzeres, for Shetuvim Mavois. What's the shear? How much food do you need? Kamohu Shiuroi, Bizman Sheh Merubim. Let's say you have many people. The Gemara understands to mean there's a cutoff point. Below that cutoff point, you need a certain amount for each person. Beyond a certain point, Lamashal, when you're being Ma'ariv, a chotzer for a whole town, we'll discuss that in a minute. Over there, you don't need to add that amount of pas for every single person in the town. Beyond a certain point, you're just ma'ar of a general, a box of matzahs, like we said, and that would be enough. What's the shear on an individual level? The Gemara explains when you're either by a chotzer or by a mavui, 18 people or more, that's already beyond, you don't need individuality. You need a certain amount of vizehu. When you're from 17 people and below, that we consider more individual, it's less of a tzibur. And a mele, the shear, is specific for how many people there are. How much? Bizman shem merubin, when there's many people, there's hundreds of people. So how are you going to make an eruv? You need hundreds of portions? No. How many do you need? Mozen shtei sudos likulam. Now this likulam is how many? We just said 18. You need 18 portions of shtei sudos. Bizman shehen muatin, you don't need a huge amount. That means you don't need 36 portions when there are three people being ma'ariv. So over there, the question is, how big is the portion? So bizman shehen muatin kigroi geres, lo itzoas shabbos l'chol echad ve'echad. The amount that we consider a portion when it's anoshim muatim is a shear of gregeres. Why that has a chshivus of oichel, as we learned in Masechet Shabbos, that that's the shear of hoitzoas oichel. Now, we were a little bit vague, because the Mishnah doesn't speak out what's Bizman Shem Rab, what's Mazen Shtei Sudas L'Kulam. So the Gemara actually makes a cheshbin that it's Yud Ches Gregris. Why is that? The Gemara makes a cheshbin that Mazen Suda Achas is Tes Gregris. So a Shir Fishtei Sudas is 18 Gregris. 18 Gregris is Machalek Sushen, if it's 6 Kibetzim or if it's 8 Kibetzim, because it's Machalek Sushen, how much is a Gregris? Is it a third of a beitza? According to the Torah, it's a little bit less than a half a beitza. So then it'll come out a shear of 8 beitza. One thing to note is that this shear, that once it gets past a certain amount of people, you don't have to be ma'ariv. You don't have to put mozo in shtei sudois, l'chol echod ve'echod. All you need is just, you don't need a gregus for everybody. All you need is one person's worth of shtei sudas l'kulam, you need a uniform share, is only true by Eruvei Chatzeres. By Eruvei Tchumen, even if you'd make Eruvei Tchumen for 200, 300, 400 people, you need to put down mozen shtei sudas for 200, 300, 400 people. Either reason the Pesach can discuss, either reason is because Eruvei Tchumen has a smuchu akro. It's not pure derabonan, al yetzi yishmim kaimoy, so melot mochomer. Or you could say otherwise also, Eruvei Chatzeres, what they did was they made an isser to carry from a chotzer to a bayis, etc. With that, an iser, they made a tikkun b'tzidoy. Eruv etchumen is really just an extension. It's not coming to fix up an iser. There's a din of tchumen, and a person could gain himself a certain amount of flexibility. So in that, we say every single person has his own kinyan shvisa to make. So therefore, each person needs his own. Mozen Shtei Sudas. Now here's Kedai to speak out something that wasn't spoken out in the earlier Prokim. Where this comes up, the fact that you don't need food connected kol echad ve'echad, is when they make a shtot eruv. Picture you have a neighborhood, a Yiddish neighborhood, and it's surrounded, hundreds and hundreds of families use the eruv, as is common in many frum areas. When you're making an eruv, well, think even an eruv around the city, an eruv around Yerushalayim. You're making an eruv for thousands and thousands of families. You don't have to put mozo in l'chol echad ve'echad. You need mozo in shtei sudas. One point that we haven't discussed is that generally when you're making an eruv for such a big area, you're going to have goyim. You're going to have chiloinim, not from yidden. What are you going to do with them in terms of schirus? It's not practical when you're making an eruv around the whole town to go to each person and make a schirus. So the Gemara speaks out something. It's not in Mishnayos, but it's worth speaking out at this point, is that you could go, the Gemara says, to the Moishel Ho'ir, and you could make a schirus from the Moishel Ho'ir, picture a governor of a city, and instead of going to each Goyish resident of the town, which is not practical, you go to him. And the Gemara says, the Gemara rationalizes that he has does have a certain amount of leeway. He could go arrest people, he could go into people's houses. He doesn't own all the houses, but he has a certain amount of drisas regel, rishus, drisas yad, if you will. And because of that, he can make this symbolic schiris makom on behalf of all the townspeople. It's a little bit controversial today. Rav Eliyashiv had a little bit of a problem because in former times, the Moshel here was always able to. Rav Eliyashiv said himself, when he was a boy, they woke up in the middle of the night, there were soldiers in the middle of World War I that needed a place to be quartered. They kicked him out of the house for the night. Soldiers would be able to go. So that means the Moshel here could rent out the houses. Mashenkin today, a Moshel here, try the mayor of New York busting into somebody's house. Does he have a tvisas yad legally? He can't go into somebody's house under any circumstances without a writ of arrest, without a court order. But lamaisa, the meaning Yisrael is to be makel that even mizman hazeh, the Moshel Leir represents a certain rishus, and mamela you could do the tvisas yad. This is the way they do it. So they take a mazon, they take a mazon yudches sudois, and they take a box of matzahs and they put it. We also didn't mention before is that the minig is a shita, the Rambam, which is not ikir halacha, but lamaisa, it's brought down to be machmir, that the hagbo of the Eruv, we spoke about in the previous Mishnah, in terms of kinyonim, is not only to be koinin the Eruv for everybody involved, but also that there should be a chshivus of the Eruv, it should be seen as something unique, that shaykh to everybody, it shouldn't be on the ground. So because of that, let's say if there's a place where they do the Eruv, in Amolagat Zayt in every shtetl, where they did an Eruv Echatzerus, they put someplace higher up in a shelf, and they put a box of matzahs there. L'man yamdu yom ram. Why matzahs? Because they don't spoil. So you can put it there, and it can last the whole year. Now, another pitfall when you make an Eruv for a large amount of people is that you're not making an Eruv for 4, 5, 6, even 10, 20 people. You're making for hundreds of people. There's always going to be somebody new moving in. And if there's somebody new moving in, so what do? You have to remake the Eruv every 3 weeks when a new family moves into town. So the Poskim discuss that it could very well be that when you're mezaka the original Eruv, you're mezaka part of the Eruv is owned also by people to be named later. A little bit of a chiddush in Hilchos Kinyanim. I can only be mezaka the people that are here now. Can't be mezaka to people that are unknown. I could be mezaka two people since they exist. They exist, except I don't know who they are because they haven't yet decided to rent or buy apartments in this neighborhood. So I could be mezaka to them. We could even call that Yesh Brera, the famous sugya Brera. Something will be nizbar later on to who the kinyan was. It's only din derabbanan. Din derabbanan we paskin Yesh Brera. Do you actually need to be mechavin for those people like the Beis Yosef says in Shin Samach Vov? Or it's automatic, the Beis Yosef says, B'shem the Ritva, that's an automatic Lev Bezdin, whoever's in charge of the Erev, Masna Aleim, includes them automatically. You don't have to think about them specifically. Some of the Paiskim say to me, Machmir on that. Al-Kabbanim, those are some of the issues of making an Eruve Chatzeris for a whole group of townspeople. Now to Mishnah Tess. Amr Rabbi Yosi, B'medvar Mamurim, B'tchilas Erev. When is the din that if it's Nismaya to Eruv that we had in the previous Mishnah, so then you have to be Moisiv? In order to make the Eruv, you need that shear. Avo b'shiyore Eruv, an Eruv that was already given over to the people, an Eruv that was already hugdash and hufrash and nicknames to the people and dedicated for Eruv Chatzeres, kolshu, even a mashu. Now that mashu means that if on Shabbos Parshas Bereishis, the mezakeh, the shliach, set aside an Eruv for 1,000 people that live in this town. Next Shabbos, going into Parshas Noach, you don't need 18 Shia Mazon of 18 Sudas. All you need is a kol shu, but you do need something. That's only because it's next Shabbos. In the middle of this Shabbos, what happens if all the matzah gets destroyed in the middle of this Shabbos? You're still allowed to carry for the rest of the Shabbos, because like we said, a mokum that's avegestelt with a heter of Eruv Chatzeros, in the middle of Shabbos, does not lose that status. We had that legabe, a wall falling down a few Mishnayos ago. The only reason why you need the kolshu is only because it's next Shabbos. This is a chiddush. Next Shabbos is a different entity. Over there, if you have a wall and the wall is now less than 10 tefachim, next Shabbos you're going to have to rebuild it. It doesn't help the wall of last week, Ligabe Rav Chatzeres. What's that piece over here? So the Lashon over here, Shiorin, suggests that there's an idea that whenever you have a Shir, Cheshivus of something, when something was given over, when something was created with a certain tafkid for a mitzvah, with that Shir, and there's now that Shir shrunk, it was Nismayit, the leftovers of that Shir have a Cheshivus because they were part of the complete package. The leftovers of 18 mazons, of 18 sudois, has a chshivus now, since it was already miyuchid, leruv chatzeis. We might find a dogma of such an idea in a concept that's called gardume mitzvah. Tzitzis have a certain length they have to be. Without getting into the details, once the tzitzis were already made and it was chal on them, a yichud l'tzitzis, the length of the strings, even if they snapped and they're shortened, as long as something minimal is left that's called still a string, doesn't have to have the shear. A chshivus of something stays once it was already miyuchid for that thing, even though the shear no longer exists. This sounds like a similar concept. There is a shear minimum. What's the shear minimum over here? The Rishonim, the Ramban, and others say that the mazon that's left has to be at least a kezayis. Kol shu is loved after, not kol shu. Kezayis means something, an oichel. Less than kezayis, not oichel. It's crumbs. Now the Mishnah finishes off. The din the Chazal said to be ma'ariv ele kedei shaloi l'shakach es hatenoikis. This is something we had before, but it's mentioned over here in context. The context is what happens. Let's say all the matzah was eaten up, but the shetuvim avos is still around. You had a chavis of yayin, and the chavis of yayin was done for all residents of the various chatzeres. The leading to the Movid, the Eruv Chatzeres, unfortunately, is no longer. Could you falozich on the Eruv Chatzeres, or rather, could you rely on the Shetufim Mavois, even though the Eruv Chatzeres is no longer? So here we come to the same Achleik Stanoim that we had alluded to earlier, which over here, the Shita that says, Le'omru La'av Chatzeres Ela Kedei, is the Shita of Reb Meir. It's also the Stamius of the Mishnah in Perek Vav Mishnah Chaz. That we're not samech on shitif makom eruv, and therefore, if the eruv is gone, you do have to remake the eruv. Mashenkin, according to the chachamim, which doesn't seem to be the halacha, you will have to. I'm sorry. Then you forget. Heyos have a shitif. The shitif combines everybody already. Then you don't need the eruv at all. That's the way it comes in over here in this mishnah.